another GIMP know-how tutorial. In this tutorial, I will be teaching you how to make a classic iPod commercial background with the colors and the dark dancing silhouette with the white iPod cables. So, to start off, you need a render or a picture of yourself, in which case I'm going to be using a Call of Duty 3 screenshot. Alright, so let's jump right into the tutorial and open up GIMP. Okay, once you have GIMP open, we're going to go File, New, and I'm going to make a new image the same size as my desktop resolution, which is 1280x800. Color it in the color you want your background to be. I'm going to make mine a nice pink. And then click File, Open as Layers, and click where you saved your render. Now, if you have a photo of yourself, you will need to cut it out using the Intelligent Scissors tool, or you may see my green screen tutorial. Now, we're going to right-click on the layer and click Add Layer Mask. Select black as your foreground color, and go over this little renders by FR3RK35 person. I'm going to delete his logo thing. Then click Apply Layer Mask. Now click Alpha to Selection on your soldier layer. It should come out to be that. And fill it in with black. Excuse me. Click Fill Whole Selection and fill it in with black. Then click Select None. Now let's view it at 50%, see what our image looks like. He's far too big, so let's scale him down. Check this little chain and click Reset so the chain activates. And scale him down to about this big. Move him. And because his legs are cut off, I really have to leave him at the bottom. The next step we need to do is we need to create a shadow for him. Duplicate this layer and then click the Perspective Transformation tool. Make a perspective transformation about like this and then click Transform. Now we're going to apply a layer mask to this layer as well. This is optional. Make a foreground background gradient black to white and stroke so he has a shadow. Then you can click apply layer mask. So now this person has a shadow, and now we need to draw the iPod headphones. I'm actually going to be making my own iPod, I believe. So I'm going to make my iPod near his gun handle. And I'm not sure about size, so I'm going to make a new layer so I can always scale it down or make it bigger. Now we're going to take the square select tool and round the corners and make a square about like this. That's two round of corners. Oops, I wasn't on normal select. About like this. Color that in with white. Now click Select None. Now take your Square Select tool and color in where the screen should be. Tone the radius down on the rounded corners. Then fill it in with black. None. This is not an entirely accurate iPod, but that's not entirely the effect we're going for. You can spend more time on yours. Now make the click wheel colored in black. Then click Select Shrink. And shrink it by about 6, maybe 7. Whoops, too much. Let's try 5. That's good. And fill it in with white. And click Select None. Now we're going to make the little nub where the headphones come out. Take a small paintbrush. Very small. Here we go. Now we're going to make the headphones. Right where his ear is, right where you think his ear is supposed to be, just color in a bit like that. Now click View, Zoom around 50% to see what we have. And that looks pretty good so far. Now we need to make the connecting cord. Take your Paths tool and make a path from this little nub on the end of the iPod to the little nub on the end of the headphones. make it cord about like that with the paths tool, and then click stroke path and stroke it with a line style of 1. On the line style, click this circular cap and then click stroke. And that gives us a cord connecting the headphones to the iPod. Now all that we need is a whimsical message, and my whimsical message is going to say, I spawn camp. I personally don't spawn camp, but, you know, it's kind of funny. Kind of. Not really. And once you have that, you have just made your very own iPod background. So thanks for watching this tutorial. Subscribe if you like it. Don't if you don't. I am Gimp Know How, and I am out.